Okay, our friends. So today we're getting ready for Halloween. And to prepare ourselves for Halloween, we're going to read some monster stories, because that's what you do. And today's story is, in fact, called The Monster. Monster. That's not a monster, that's a monster. Wonder what that's all about. Today's story was written by Tara Lazar. It's illustrated by James Burks, and we will put a link up for our Amazon affiliates page so you can go and grab this book, follow along with us, enjoy this amazing art and this really funny story. Are you ready? Today's story is read by Mommy and...
Wait. Before you introduce me, you have to introduce Fuzzy.
Fuzzy?
Yeah.
Who's Fuzzy?
Fuzzy!
Oh, there's a monster in this book.
Fuzzy.
And his name is Fuzzy.
The little fuzzy guy.
The little fuzzy guy. So when you get this book, you'll have to look and see what little fuzzy is.
Teal eyeball.
He's a little teal eyeball.
Imagine a little teal ball with one great giant eyeball in the center.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And two little legs, no arms and no mouth.
Oh, yep. What is this guy all about? Let's find out. Let's read this.
He's on the manager's desk.
Does he? Well, now don't give anything away. We got to get to it. You can't give too many secrets away. Today's story is read by Mommy and...
Philip.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's such a joy when I have Philip with me. You never know when it's going to be Philip or when it's going to be something else. So... shall we get right down to it?
Yeah, just in every page, you mm-hmm. have to take a pause because Fuzzy is hiding somewhere in every single page.
Fuzzy is hiding in every page? This is going to be a fun book to read, you guys. You got to get a copy of it. Okay, I see him. And friends, I'll post a picture of Fuzzy on my Instagram so you can see what he looks like. Okay, the monster. Here we go. At the back of Frankensweet's candy shop, under the last box of sour gumballs, there's a trapdoor. Knock 5 times, hand over a bag of squirmy worms, and you can crawl inside the monster. The monster sells only the most useful monsters, just right for doing tricky things around the house. And there are quite a few monsters in this picture. In fact, I can see the one that you like. I can see Fuzzy. Mm-hmm. The kind that love crab leg casserole. Yes. For when your mom makes that and you're like, ugh, I can't eat this. You can dump it down there for him. Mm-hmm. The kind that glow in the dark. Very useful, like having a flashlight. The kind that frighten pesky little sisters away. We don't know what that's like. Except Manfred the monster. He was supposed to stop Gracie from snooping around in Zach's room. Uh-oh. In the picture we can see, Manfred looks pretty big. Instead, Manfred showed Gracie his favorite hiding place. And looks like he scared Zach in the process, right? He's like, ah! Zach wanted a refund. I want a refund. Sorry, no returns, no exchanges, says the manager at the store. But Manfred doesn't work, says Zach. Oh, poor Manfred, he looks so sad.
Add another. Monsters make bigger scares in pairs.
Oh, that's true. Maybe Manfred just needs someone else to remind him to be scary. So, Zach, what?
The manager looks like a monster himself.
Yeah, the manager does look a little bit creepy, doesn't he? So, Zach brought Mookie home, and he was supposed to stay up into the wee hours and keep Gracie from sleepwalking into Zach's bedroom. Instead, Manfred and Mookie taught Gracie a new way to wake him up. Oh, man. They all have instruments and they're banging on them. Zach had the right to a refund. Do you know what a refund is? A refund is when you get your money back. If you've purchased something and it's broken or it doesn't work properly, you can take it back to where you get it sometimes and say, I would like a refund. I would like my money back, and you can take this product back because it's not working or there's something wrong with it.
Sorry, no returns or exchanges,
says the manager at the store.
But Manfred and Mookie are broken,
says Zach.
Add another. A monster threesome is more gruesome than a twosome.
Do you know, I'm starting to get the idea here that this manager at this store is just trying to sell his monsters. That's kind of what I'm thinking. So Zach brought Mojo home. He was supposed to set booby traps around Zach's bedroom, capture Gracie, and haul her away. No more sneaky sister snooping, sleepwalking, and snatching his stuff. A lot of S's there. What do we call it when there's the same letter over and over in a sentence? Do you remember? Mm-mm. Alliteration. Oh. Sneaky sister snooping, sleepwalking. You see that? All those S's in a row? Mm-hmm. Alliteration. Okay. Instead, Manfred, Mookie, and Mojo threw Gracie a monstrous birthday bash right there in his room. That was it. Zach begged, whined, grumbled, and collapsed into the cash register. But the mom store manager just pointed to the sign.
No returns, no exchanges, no exceptions.
I deserve a complete and total refund,
says Zach. He does not look happy.
I just said, here, I'm going to give you all your product back. I don't want it.
You could. That would be one good way to do it. You're not going to get your money back, but you could just get rid of the product.
And just go like, buy. Go. Mm-hmm. I'll take your stuff. Ooh, I'll take this cute little eyeball.
Yeah, there's the Fluffy. What did you call him? Is that his name, Fluffy? Fluffy. Yeah, Fluffy's sitting on top of Zach's booty. What's going on here? I don't know. So Zach kept buying and trying and buying, and pretty soon Zach had collected so many monsters that he had to pack up and move to the basement in the middle of the night. The splintery stairs made a creepy creak. Who's there? Says Zach, looking up into the darkness, and it's his sister.
Will you sleep in my room? There's something scary up there,
she says. Finally, the monsters were working. Zach sprinted up the stairs two at a time to see what monsterly mischief had spooked his little sister.
Eek! Over there,
she says, pointing into the darkness, and this is what you're afraid of?
Yes, it's all sharp and prickly, and it's shiny and bright, and it's hurting our eyes. Get it out of here, please.
Zach was tempted to leave that glitzy, glittering thing right there. But Gracie was right. It was pretty hideous. That monstrosity had more spikes than a crab leg casserole. It was a tiara, my friends. It was a beautiful, shiny tiara covered in rubies. Slowly and carefully, Zach rid the room of the tiara terror.
And telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to blame me, okay, just telling the truth.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Yeah, you don't like that. Tiaras are usually beautiful things that princesses wear. They're crowns, right? Like a princess crown, like most princesses would wear. That's what a tiara is. And, yeah, this one's kind of weird looking, but it's pretty, sparkly.
You're the best brother ever,
says Gracie, squeezing Zach. After that, Gracie and the monsters cleaned up the party decorations fiendishly fast. And then Gracie and the monsters marched out of Zach's room, and finally the bedroom belonged to Zach again. And the monsters belonged to Gracie. All of them. Every single one. an entire mob of monsters. And when Gracie got home, she smooshed the monsters back inside. She tried to take them back to the monster. Right. And he says,
"What the heck is Fluffy doing in this picture?
Hanging out.
He's literally standing on the stinking roof."
Mm-hmm. The monster would not take the monsters back.
No returns, no exchanges, no exceptions.
So when Gracie got home, she smooshed the monsters back inside. Their house is practically popping with monsters.
"What are we going to do?"
says Zach. Gracie smiled. She had a monster of an idea. So now, at the back of their crooked old bike shed, under a box of rusty roller skates, there's a trap door. Knock 5 times fast. Hand over a bag of squishy worms, and you can crawl inside the monster 2. Just remember, no returns, no exchanges. And I'm going to guess also no exceptions, right?
Fluffy.
Mm-hmm. And there's Fluffy running away. And that, our friends, you want to say it with me?
Is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.